This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning. It is 6:18. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. The Australian Senate has passed two Holocaust motions. Tell us about this.
Yes, so this was very good to see. So it passed two motions just a couple of days ago. The first one was to mark the fact that we are 75 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. And the motion was put by a man we haven't spoken about before, but he's one of half a dozen Jewish members of the Australian Parliament. His name is Senator Stirling Griff. And the reason we haven't spoken about him is he belongs to a tiny party called the Central Alliance Party. But nevertheless, full credit to him, he got together members of the Labour side and the Conservative side, and so it was a multi-party resolution put to the Parliament asking that the Senate acknowledge the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, International Day of Commemoration, etc., and also with a lot of very important statements about the Holocaust, about what took place there. And then the second motion which they put forward, again, which he put forward together with support from the other major parties, was to note that Australia has officially become the 33rd member of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And this is a, I don't know if this alliance has attracted much attention in South Africa, but what's significant about it, so the acronym is IHRA, I-H-R-A, but what's significant about it, it includes a definition of anti-Semitism.
So that definition we've spoken about, of course, because that was one that Jeremy Corbyn fought very, very hard not to accept for his Labour Party.
Right. And so it's, Australia has formally signed up to it to become the 33rd member of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And so what Senator Griff, the second motion which he put to the Senate, was to note that Australia has officially become that, and basically getting cross-party endorsement of that fact. So it was good to see that, and good to see it in the Senate, in the Australian Parliament in Canberra.
Absolutely. This is a very concerning story, and of course one that we're following closely is the coronavirus. Now, there was an Australian Jewish couple in lockdown on that ship in Japan. Tell us about this story. Have they been able to leave?
Well, not yet. So the name is Adina and Les Morris. They come from Melbourne, and they have been told that they will be able to leave tomorrow, February the 19th, after being in lockdown. And this was, they were ready to disembark on the final day of what they thought was a 14-day cruise, when they were told to return to their cabin. And everyone knows the story, and everyone knows what's been happening on that ship. And so the thing is, they are in their 70s and 80s, so they are not in the best of health. They've been given thermometers with instructions to take their temperatures daily because of the fear of coronavirus plus their own conditions. But they have made the comment that they are being well looked after, getting trays of food, fresh towels, linen, etc., and regular announcements from the captain over the public, the PA system. So they're not complaining about the conditions, but just that it's obviously not easy. They say the saving grace is they are fortunate enough to have a balcony.
Yeah, I think that must make the world of difference. Can you imagine people in the smaller cabins, or even in the cabins that don't have windows? You know, there's many inside cabins.
That's right. And I saw a report today that Israel has at least about a dozen Israelis on the ship as well. And Israel is making plans to send an aircraft to be able to bring them out. So, yes, it's a pretty frightening situation all around.
It really is. And finally, a Jewish race walker selected for the Tokyo Olympics.
So this is a lovely story. Her name is Jemima Montag. She's just turned 22 2 days ago. And she first came to attention she's a member of the Jewish community, where she won gold for Australia at the Commonwealth Games 20-kilometer walking event 2 years ago in 2018. And she, since the age of 16, she's won national titles, junior titles for 10,000-meter walks, for 20,000-meter walks, et cetera, et cetera. And just 2 days ago, she was selected for Australia's team for the Tokyo Olympic Games. And she has spoken about this being a childhood dream of hers, etc. She's going to be going over to Belarus in May to sort of train and enter races over there. And then we'll be representing this country at the Olympics. In who is Jemima Montag? She's a university student in also from Melbourne studying a Bachelor of Science. And on the side, which is actually very nice, she does work for a company which delivers thousands and thousands of free boxes of fruit and milk and vegetables to people who are in need. So she's doing some very nice social responsibility work on the side while being a student and while keeping up her fitness as a now Olympic athlete.
Amazing, amazing, amazing story. Time is 6:24. Vic Alladeff, thank you. As always, Vic is the Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him every Tuesday.